例已经超过百万，来到107977例，死亡人数超过5万，达到52771人。根据美国约翰斯霍普金斯医院的统计，死亡人数的前三名分别是意大利的13915人、西班牙的10348人以及美国的5926人。疫情爆发大约55天之后，全球确诊病例达到10万例，76天之后是50万例，过去8天病例数则已经倍增到100万例。南欧年长者较多的国家遭到病毒的攻击特别猛烈，欧洲的病例占全球一半以上，死亡人数更是超过全球七成。美国海军将西奥多·罗斯福号上的航空母舰舰长解职，在此之前他就舰上新冠病毒疫情发出了警报。代理海军部长托马斯·莫德利星期四在五角大楼对记者们说，海军上将布雷特·克罗泽尔将被罗斯福号前任舰长、后任海军少将卡洛斯·萨迪洛接替。萨迪洛本月被提名为一星海军少将，相当于其他军种的准将。莫德利说，指挥链上下必须有更为灵活和更有韧性的心态。我们要求指挥官在压力之下具备判断力、成熟性和镇定的领导力，懂得他们的行动在更大的动态战略背景下所带来的后果。莫德利说，他对这位舰长失去了信心。据有关官员说，克罗泽尔上校仍将留在海军。罗斯福号上有近5000名水兵。在航母上发生大规模新冠疫情病毒感染事件后，海军一直在努力转移其中的大多数水兵，以便对军舰进行消毒。公主邮轮公司3日表示，该公司一艘名为珊瑚公主号邮轮上有7名乘客及5名船员感染新冠病毒。目前这艘邮轮正前往佛罗里达州的劳德戴尔堡，预计4月4日抵达。该邮轮公司的声明指出，珊瑚公主号邮轮上总共有1898人，包括1020位乘客及878名船组人员，船上也有2名医师及3名护士。这艘邮轮31日停靠加勒比海的巴巴多斯进行补给时，也送出13份病毒检测，结果有12人呈阳性，并且有1人被带下船进行隔离治疗。今日美国报报道，目前不清楚珊瑚公主号邮轮是否将被允许停靠佛罗里达州。公主邮轮公司在2个月内已经有4艘邮轮出现新型冠状病毒确诊的情况。此前，钻石公主号以及至尊公主号邮轮分别停靠日本横滨以及美国加州奥克兰。至于红宝石公主号邮轮，预计本周末停靠澳大利亚悉尼。美国总统特朗普星期四在白宫记者会上针对 3M 公司，他用了国防生产法的某些内容。这条命令授权美国联邦紧急事务管理局从 3M 公司获取他们所认为为抗击疫情所需要的所有 N95 口罩。稍早时候，特朗普还以总统备忘录的形式发布动用国防生产法的命令，其中将制造呼吸机的材料直接供给给了6家公司。备忘录还指示国土安全部代理部长查德·沃尔夫和卫生与公众服务部部长亚历克斯·阿扎尔利用该法案提供的所有权利来为这些公司获得材料提供方便。特朗普总统上星期五第一次动用国防生产法，要求通用汽车公司生产治疗新冠肺炎重症患者所需要的呼吸机。不过他后来又表示，既然通用公司同意生产，他考虑撤回命令。此外，大约50多家美国大型企业已经加入了美国全国性的抗击新冠病毒战争，许多公司改变自己的生产重心，甚至改变装配线，以便向第一线的医生、医院、急救人员和其他人员提供所需的物资。美国国会参议院司法委员会主席、资深共和党人林赛·格雷厄姆星期四呼吁其他国会成员一同联名 致函中国驻美国大使，要求北京政府重新考虑让活禽市场恢复营业的决定。
Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
Are you a smart investor? Do you know how to better manage your money? We will offer you some useful tips in today's business etiquette.
调皮的小孩长大后更容易成功，我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what squeak by and long shot means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
我们要学的词是
misbehaving. Misbehaving is spelled M-I-S-B-E-H-A-V-I-N-G. Misbehaving.
Misbehaving, 形容词，意思是表现不好的，行为不端的。
A new study listed a number of signs that misbehaving children may become extremely successful.
一份最新研究列举了一系列迹象，那些表现不好，但是带有这些特征的孩子，长大后很可能会极其成功。
Compelled by the U.S. Justice Department, a Mississippi school district has agreed to keep more misbehaving students in the classroom instead of suspending or expelling them.
在美国司法部的要求下，密西西比州的一个校区同意让更多表现差的学生留在学校，不让他们暂停或是开除学籍。好的，今天我们学习的词是
misbehaving, misbehaving, misbehaving.
Misbehaving children may become extremely successful? Oh my gosh. Does that mean I'm gonna be super successful soon?
The study says may, not will, Yang Lin. Plus, I'm willing to bet that you belong to the latter group.
Oh, at least I'm intelligent enough to squeak by in life, unlike some people I know.
Ouch! That was harsh. But since you only said it to introduce the idiom we are going to teach...I guess I'll let it slide by.
You know I'm kidding. 我们来听听今天的美国习惯用语，学学 squeak by 这个短语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第875讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson.
我不久前带侄子去考驾照，眼看着他倒车上了马路牙子，本以为这下没戏了，没想到考官居然给了他第二次机会，最后擦着边通过了路考。这也让我想起一个习惯用语可以跟大家分享，那就是
squeak by. Squeak is spelled S-Q-U-E-A-K. Squeak by.
听过老鼠的尖叫声吗？这种叫声在英文里就是 squeak. To squeak by 意思是勉强通过，侥幸成功。刚才说我侄子考驾照路考的成绩刚好过线，我们就可以说
He squeaked by.
不过我的邻居詹姆斯太太就没有这么幸运了。75岁的她为了研驾照要接受视力测试，考官让她从后视镜里分辨苹果和桌子两个图像，她居然问考官，你说什么桌子 ？What table？ 结果驾照当然没有延成。
The official didn't let her squeak by.
下面例子里的学生拿到考卷后如释重负，我们一起来听听是怎么回事。
My university doesn't allow graduate students to get any C's, so I was really nervous about my final exam in chemistry. But when my grades were posted,I discovered that I had gotten an 80, which qualified as a B. Whew! If I hadn't squeaked by, my dad would have been furious.
这个学生说，在我们学校，研究生是不允许得 C 的。我这次化学期中考完试后，心里特别紧张。最后成绩下来，我得了80分，刚好够得上 B, 真是万幸。如果没能侥幸过关的话，我爸一定会气炸了。
还记得前年带孩子去游乐场玩，儿子因为个头不够高，很多姐姐能玩的东西他都不能去。一年下来，他长了足足两个英寸。去年再去，刚好擦边够高，所有的翻滚过山车都能坐了。
He was thrilled to have squeaked by.
好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
My university doesn't allow graduate students to get any C's. So I was really nervous about my final exam in chemistry. But when my grades were posted, I discovered that I had gotten an 80, which qualified as a B. Whew! If I hadn't squeaked by, my dad would have been furious.
如果让你在富有但却空虚和贫穷但却充实这两种生活当中选择一个，你会选哪个呢？我们一起来听下面的例子。
I admire my friend Alice. She could have easily chosen a high-paying career. Instead, she took a position with a non-profit organization dedicated to saving endangered tigers.I don't know how she manages to pay her bills on her meager salary, but somehow she squeaks by.
这个人说，我很佩服我朋友 Alice， 她原本可以选择一份高薪的工作，但是她没有，反而加入了一个拯救濒危老虎的非盈利机构。我真不知道她挣的那点钱怎么能够付账，不过她好像也能凑合过。
我和先生刚结婚那会儿，两个人都没什么钱，家里开支却很多。
It wasn't easy squeaking by.
一分钱掰成两半花的日子确实不好过。那会儿我们还年轻，在英语里这叫 salad days， 意思是少不更事的青春年华。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
I admire my friend Alice. She could have easily chosen a high-paying career. Instead,She took a position with a non-profit organization dedicated to saving endangered tigers. I don't know how she manages to pay her bills on her meager salary, but somehow she squeaks by.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
When I had just graduated from college, I couldn't find a job right away. It sure wasn't easy squeaking by.
But look at you now, things work out just fine.
Yeah, I feel like I need to learn some investing skills though.No one gets rich by living paycheck to paycheck every month.
That I agree. And in today's business etiquette, we will discuss that exact topic, how to make smart investments.
Let's check it out.
礼节美语
Frank 去见投资顾问 Jerry.
Jerry, my financial counselor.Good to see you, as always.
Hey, Frank, nice to see you too. How's your stock portfolio these days?
Not that bad. I bought into a hedge fund, and it helped minimize my losses.
Wise. You seem to beat the market at its own game pretty often. What's your secret?
I don't really have a secret. I just read a lot and pay attention to trends.
投资顾问 Jerry 问 Frank, 投资的股票赚不赚钱?
How's your stock portfolio? Portfolio is spelled P-O-R-T-F-O-L-I-O, portfolio.
是投资组合的意思。Frank 说他买了
hedge fund,
对冲基金，减少了不少损失。Jerry 说 Frank 投资总能赚钱。
Beat the market at its own game.
这里所说的
to beat someone at his own game.
意思是以其人之道还治其人之身。在这里意思就是利用市场规则成为市场投资的赢家。
Well, I commend your business sense. You seem to be staying ahead of the curve.
You win some and you lose some. That's business. So, I hear you have a sales pitch for me.
Well, actually, it's not really a sales pitch. I have a vision I want to share with you. This idea could turn your company into a leader in the industry.
Jerry 对 Frank 的商业头脑
business sense
表示赞赏，说 Frank 总是
stay ahead of the curve
走在别人前面。Stay ahead of the curve, 意思是比别人更有远见，更能预见未来的走向。Frank 则说
You win some and you lose some. That's business.
做生意就是有赔有赚。You win some and you lose some 是很常用的一句话，意思是有输有赢，正常现象。Frank 问 Jerry 想向自己推销什么。
A sales pitch
是推销的意思。 Jerry 说有个投资的想法，能让 Frank 的公司成为行业领军人。
Turn your company into a leader in the industry。
Jerry 的想法是什么呢？
Okay, you've got me interested. Let's hear the idea.
You know that old expression, strike while the iron is hot?
Uh-huh.
Well, it comes from blacksmiths. They would get the iron really hot so they could shape it. But if the iron cooled down, the blacksmith couldn't beat it into the shape he needed.
Ah, I never thought about where that expression came from. Makes sense. You've got to strike while the iron is hot.
Jerry 问 Frank 有没有听说过
Strike while the iron is hot.
趁热打铁这句话。这句话是从打铁来的，铁匠打铁一定要趁热，等铁冷却下来就不行了。可这跟 Jerry 的投资想法有什么关系呢？我们下次继续听。投资顾问 Jerry 询问 Frank 他的 stock portfolio 投资组合怎么样。Frank 说他买了 hedge fund 对冲基金，所以还不错。Jerry 说 I commend your business sense， 赞扬 Frank 的商业头脑，说他总是 stay ahead of the curve， 走在别人前面。
That's why he's ready to pitch an investing idea to him. Smart people always share information with each other, and that information can help them really stay ahead.
True. Let's keep listening to Jerry and see what idea he's going to pitch.
礼节美语。
投资顾问 Jerry 跟客户 Frank 见面，向他推销一种投资的想法。
I believe the iron is hot right now in the field of energy and transportation. Everyone is looking for new ways to reduce energy consumption.
Yeah, you're right. I bought a hybrid car last month. Saves me as much as 50% in gasoline use.
Hybrids are the hottest thing on the market these days, and I think they fill a niche right now. But I'm betting that the future belongs to fully electric-powered vehicles.
Jerry 觉得能源和交通是投资的正确方向，一定要趁热打铁。Frank 表示赞成，说自己上个月刚买了一辆气电混合动力车 ，hybrid， 耗油量少了一半。Jerry 承认，气电混合动力车现在确实很流行，有自己的市场定位。
Niche. Niche is spelled N-I-C-H-E.
但他觉得汽车今后还是要向纯电力的方向发展。
That might be true, but I manufacture in China. Millions of people there don't even have a gas-powered car yet.
Yes, but don't you see? This is a golden opportunity. Millions of middle-class Chinese could potentially leapfrog over the old technologies and embrace electric vehicles.
It's an interesting idea.I know the government is supporting electric vehicles since many cities have serious air pollution.
Frank 的工厂在中国，而中国很多人连汽油动力车都没有，哪谈得上什么纯电力车呢？ Jerry 却觉得这是一个绝好的机会。
This is a golden opportunity.
因为中国数以百万计的中产阶级都可以跨越陈旧的技术，直接利用新技术。这里所说的 leapfrog 蛙跳是越过。跨过的意思。 Frank 觉得这种想法很有道理，因为中国政府为了治理空气污染，非常支持电动汽车的发展。
Just imagine, you could make a lot of money and help make China a better place for people to live.
So, you want me to invest in producing electric cars?
I think the real area of interest here is batteries. Battery technology needs to catch up. We already have a lot of companies that can make the cars, but batteries are far too expensive.
开发电力汽车这种既能赚钱又能改善中国生活环境的事，何乐而不为呢？ Jerry 补充说，他其实不是建议 Frank 投资电力汽车。
The real area of interest is batteries.
真有干头的是电池这一块。
Battery technology needs to catch up.
电池技术还需要改进。Frank 会被 Jerry 说服投资电力汽车电池技术的开发吗？我们下次继续听。
Jerry 想让 Frank 投资电动汽车业 It's a golden opportunity 绝好的机会像中国这样的发展中国家可以 leapfrog 蛙跳直接接触最新的电池技术
That's actually a really good ideaIf everyone chose hybrid cars over traditional cars, I bet the smog in Beijing would improve.
That's true. 我们接着来看看 Jerry 和 Frank 谈得怎么样吧。
礼节美语。
投资顾问 Jerry 跟客户 Frank 见面，建议他投资电动汽车电池技术的开发。Frank 似乎有些顾虑。
I don't know.Sounds like a gamble to me.
All investing is a gamble, but sometimes gambling pays off big time.
That's true. But sometimes you lose your shirt.
I'd recommend we take it step by step. The first step is to do lots of research. We really have to do our homework.
And then, what's step two?
I'm recommending buying a small Chinese company called Wintron Power. They hold several key patents and they have a good R&D department.
Frank 觉得投资电池技术的开发听起来有些像 gamble, 赌博。可是话又说回来了，投资就是要有风险，赌注下对了就会赚一大笔钱。
Pay off big time.
全军覆没则会。
Lose your shirt.
倾家荡产。Jerry 已经做好了全盘规划，第一步是要做一下市场调查。
Do our homework.
意思是先做好准备工作。第二步是收购一家叫 Wintron Power 的小公司。这家公司掌握了好几项关键的专利，而且有优秀的 R&D department 研究和开发部。
How much is this going to cost me?
The initial investment is about $5 million.
$5 million US? That's steep.
Yes, but you could end up being a major supplier to the auto companies of the future. Invest millions for a chance to make billions.
It's a tempting idea. It could be huge.
Jerry 说首期投资估计要$5 million. Frank 说
That's steep.
这么多钱。
Steep is spelled S-T-E-E-P. Steep.
Steep 意思是倾斜度大、颇陡，也有过分的意思。比如说
The price is steep.
意思就是价钱太贵。Jerry 劝他说，如果成功，投个几百万，就有机会赚回几十亿，是一个上算的买卖。Frank 说
It's a tempting idea.
他好像动心了。
China has the potential to be the leader in the field. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I think it would be foolish to let it slip away.
Jerry, you sold me. I'll get working on this project right away. This could be my big break. Thanks for the info.
Just doing my job.
Jerry 说
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
这可是千载难逢的好机会，过了这个村就没这个店了，这样的机会千万不能错过。 Frank 终于被说动了，他说
You sold me.
意思是你把我说服了。
This could be my big break.
这回没准我的机会真来了。 Big break 往往用来指突如其来的好运气。 Jerry 回答说
Just doing my job.
这是我分内的工作，这是我应该做的。Jerry 想让 Frank 投资500万 ，Frank 说 That's steep， 钱真够多的。Jerry 说，投资呢就像赌博，有时 pay off big time， 赚一大笔，但是不注意也会 lost your shirt， 倾家荡产。最后 Frank 被说动了 ，This could be my big break。没准儿我的机会来了。
Wow, invest millions to make billions? I wish I had that kind of initial investment capital.
Yeah, maybe one day, but that's a long shot.
Ha ha ha, very funny. Well, you mentioned an idiom, a long shot. Let's check it out in today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第876讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
2010年，我的宏伟目标是锻炼身体。从1月1号开始，我一直坚持去健身房，每周4次，每次1个小时。刚开始的时候，我只能跑1公里，现在已经能坚持下来3公里了。教练鼓励我去参加小型马拉松，我知道自己肯定跑不下来。不过觉得试试看也没有什么不好。
这也让我想起一个习惯用语，可以跟大家分享，那就是
long shot. Long is spelled L-O-N-G. Long. Shot is spelled S-H-O-T. Shot. Long shot.
在中文里 ，long 是长的意思。说一件事情是 long shot， 意思是成功的可能性很小，不过还是值得尝试。就好比我想去参加小型马拉松比赛，明明知道跑下来的机会很小
，It's a long shot，
但我还是很想去试试看。下面例子里这个人正在鼓励自己的弟弟去申请一份管理层的工作，我们一起来听听他是怎么说的。
Sure, it's a long shot, but why not?You thought you weren't going to get your current job. You said they'd never hire you straight out of college. But you got that job, and who knows, maybe you'll get this one too.
这个人说，没错，申请到这工作的机会确实不大，但是为什么不去试试看呢？你原来也没想到能够争取到现在这份工作啊。还说什么他们死活也不会招像你这样的大学刚毕业的新人，结果他们还是雇了你啊。谁知道呢？没准这次你又能拿到呢。
我最近一直在鼓励女儿申请去做校刊编辑。
I know it's a long shot.
我也知道可能性不大，但我还是希望她能去试试看，起码可以积累点经验。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Sure, it's a long shot, but why not? You thought you weren't going to get your current job.You said they'd never hire you straight out of college. But you got that job, and who knows, maybe you'll get this one too.
A long shot 这个习惯用语是从19世纪末开始流行的，最早起源于打枪，枪支刚刚出现时准性很差，距离稍微远一点就打不中目标，因此 a long shot 就成了成功可能性很小的意思。这个习惯用语在赛马中也很常用，指不被大家看好的参赛马匹，但是赔率一般很高。我们一起来听下面这个例子中有关肯塔基赛马大会的一段报道。
In this year's Kentucky Derby, Brother Derek is a safe bet.But if he wins, you'll only win a small amount. However, if you want to take a long shot, put your money on Giacomo. He doesn't have the best record, but if he wins, you'll win a lot of money.
今年的肯塔基赛马大会把赌注压在德拉克弟兄身上很保险，但是如果他赢了，你只能赢一点点的钱。不过，如果你决定选择一匹胜算不大的马，那就把钱压在 Giacomo 身上吧。他的比赛记录虽然不是最好的，但是如果他赢了，你就能赢很多钱。
最近我的一个朋友决定去参选市议员，他明明知道
It's a long shot
胜选的可能性微乎其微，但还是打算试试看，因为他觉得美国华裔参政的比例太小，希望尽自己的一份力量增加华裔在政治事务中的能见度。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
In this year's Kentucky Derby, Brother Derek is a safe bet, but if he wins, you'll only win a small amount. However, if you want to take a long shot, put your money on Giacomo. He doesn't have the best record, but if he wins, you'll win a lot of money.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
I have to admit, when I first met you, I thought it was a long shot that you would last this long.
I know, but now it's a long shot that you will ever get rid of me.
Don't remind me.好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议，或者呢想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye bye.
截至发稿为止，全球新冠病毒疫情确诊病例已经超过百万，来到100万7977例，死亡人数超过5万，达到52771人。根据美国约翰斯霍普金斯医院的统计，死亡人数的前三名分别是意大利的13915人、西班牙的10348人以及美国的5926人。疫情爆发大约55天之后，全球确诊病例达到10万例，76天之后是50万例，过去8天病例数则已经倍增到100万例。南欧年长者较多的国家遭到病毒的攻击特别猛烈，欧洲的病例占全球一半以上，死亡人数更是超过全球70%。美国海军将西奥多·罗斯福号上的航空母舰舰长解职，在此之前，他就舰上新冠病毒疫情发出了警报。代理海军部长托马斯·莫德利星期四在五角大楼对记者们说，海军上将布雷特·克罗泽尔将被罗斯福号前任舰长、后任海军少将卡洛斯·萨迪洛接替。萨迪洛本月被提名为一星海军少将，相当于其他军种的准将。莫德利说，指挥链上下必须有更为灵活和更有韧性的心态。我们要求指挥官在压力之下具备判断力、成熟性和镇定的领导力，懂得他们的行动在更大的动态战略背景下所带来的后果。莫德利说，他对这位舰长失去了信心。据有关官员说，克罗泽尔上校仍将留在海军。罗斯福号上有近5000名水兵。在航母上发生大规模新冠疫情病毒感染事件后，海军一直在努力转移其中的大多数水兵，以便对军舰进行消毒。公主邮轮公司3日表示，该公司一艘名为珊瑚公主号邮轮上有7名乘客及5名船员感染新冠病毒。目前这艘邮轮正前往佛罗里达州的劳德代尔堡，预计4月4日抵达。该邮轮公司的声明指出，珊瑚公主号邮轮上总共有1898人，包括1020位乘客及878名船组人员，船上也有2名医师及3名护士。这艘邮轮31日停靠加勒比海的巴巴多斯进行补给时，也送出13份病毒检测，结果有12人呈阳性，并且有1人被带下船进行隔离治疗。今日美国报报道，目前不清楚珊瑚公主号邮轮是否将被允许停靠佛罗里达州。公主邮轮公司在2个月内已经有4艘邮轮出现新型冠状病毒确诊的情况。此前，钻石公主号以及至尊公主号邮轮分别停靠日本横滨以及美国加州奥克兰。至于红宝石公主号邮轮，预计本周末停靠澳大利亚悉尼。美国总统特朗普星期四在白宫记者会上针对 3M 公司，他用了国防生产法的某些内容。这条命令授权美国联邦紧急事务管理局从 3M 公司获取他们所认为为抗击疫情所需要的所有 N95 口罩。稍早时候，特朗普还以总统备忘录的形式发布动用国防生产法的命令，其中将制造呼吸机的材料直接供给给了6家公司。备忘录还指示国土安全部代理部长查德·沃尔夫和卫生与公众服务部部长亚历克斯·阿扎尔利用该法案提供的所有权利来为这些公司获得材料提供方便。特朗普总统上星期五第一次动用国防生产法，要求通用汽车公司生产治疗新冠肺炎重症患者所需要的呼吸机。不过他后来又表示，既然通用公司同意生产，他考虑撤回命令。此外，大约50多家美国大型企业已经加入了美国全国性的抗击新冠病毒战争，许多公司改变自己的生产重心，甚至改变装配线，以便向第一线的医生、医院、急救人员和其他人员提供所需的物资。美国国会参议院司法委员会主席、资深共和党人林赛·格雷厄姆星期四呼吁其他国会成员一同联名 致函中国驻美国大使，要求北京政府重新考虑让活禽市场恢复营业的决定。
Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
Are you a smart investor? Do you know how to better manage your money? We will offer you some useful tips in today's business etiquette.
调皮的小孩长大后更容易成功，我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what squeak by and long shot means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
我们要学的词是
misbehaving. Misbehaving is spelled M-I-S-B-E-H-A-V-I-N-G. Misbehaving.
Misbehaving, 形容词，意思是表现不好的，行为不端的。
A new study listed a number of signs that misbehaving children may become extremely successful.
一份最新研究列举了一系列迹象，那些表现不好，但是带有这些特征的孩子，长大后很可能会极其成功。
Compelled by the U.S. Justice Department, a Mississippi school district has agreed to keep more misbehaving students in the classroom instead of suspending or expelling them.
在美国司法部的要求下，密西西比州的一个校区同意让更多表现差的学生留在学校，不让他们暂停或是开除学籍。好的，今天我们学习的词是
misbehaving, misbehaving, misbehaving.
Misbehaving children may become extremely successful? Oh my gosh. Does that mean I'm gonna be super successful soon?
The study says may, not will, Yang Lin. Plus, I'm willing to bet that you belong to the latter group.
Oh, at least I'm intelligent enough to squeak by in life, unlike some people I know.
Ouch! That was harsh. But since you only said it to introduce the idiom we are going to teach...I guess I'll let it slide by.
You know I'm kidding. 我们来听听今天的美国习惯用语，学学 squeak by 这个短语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第875讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson.
我不久前带侄子去考驾照，眼看着他倒车上了马路牙子，本以为这下没戏了，没想到考官居然给了他第二次机会，最后擦着边通过了路考。这也让我想起一个习惯用语可以跟大家分享，那就是
squeak by. Squeak is spelled S-Q-U-E-A-K. Squeak by.
听过老鼠的尖叫声吗？这种叫声在英文里就是 squeak. To squeak by 意思是勉强通过，侥幸成功。刚才说，我侄子考驾照路考的成绩刚好过线，我们就可以说
He squeaked by.
不过，我的邻居詹姆斯太太就没有这么幸运了。75岁的她为了研驾照，要接受视力测试。考官让她从后视镜里分辨苹果和桌子两个图像。她居然问考官你说什么桌子 ？What table？ 结果驾照当然没有延成。
The official didn't let her squeak by.
下面例子里的学生拿到考卷后如释重负，我们一起来听听是怎么回事。
My university doesn't allow graduate students to get any C's, so I was really nervous about my final exam in chemistry. But when my grades were posted,I discovered that I had gotten an 80, which qualified as a B. Whew! If I hadn't squeaked by, my dad would have been furious.
这个学生说，在我们学校，研究生是不允许得 C 的。我这次化学期中考完试后，心里特别紧张。最后成绩下来，我得了80分，刚好够得上 B, 真是万幸。如果没能侥幸过关的话，我爸一定会气炸了。
还记得前年带孩子去游乐场玩，儿子因为个头不够高，很多姐姐能玩的东西他都不能去。一年下来，他长了足足两个英寸。去年再去，刚好擦边够高，所有的翻滚过山车都能坐了。
He was thrilled to have squeaked by.
好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
My university doesn't allow graduate students to get any C's, so I was really nervous about my final exam in chemistry. But when my grades were posted, I discovered that I had gotten an 80, which qualified as a B. Whew! If I hadn't squeaked by, my dad would have been furious.
如果让你在富有但却空虚和贫穷但却充实这两种生活当中选择一个，你会选哪个呢？我们一起来听下面的例子。
I admire my friend Alice. She could have easily chosen a high-paying career. Instead, she took a position with a non-profit organization dedicated to saving endangered tigers. I don't know how she manages to pay her bills on her meager salary, but somehow she squeaks by.
这个人说，我很佩服我朋友 Alice。她原本可以选择一份高薪的工作，但是她没有，反而加入了一个拯救濒危老虎的非盈利机构。我真不知道她挣的那点钱怎么能够付账，不过她好像也能凑合过。
我和先生刚结婚那会儿，两个人都没什么钱，家里开支却很多。
It wasn't easy squeaking by.
一分钱掰成两半花的日子确实不好过。那会儿我们还年轻，在英语里这叫 salad days， 意思是少不更事的青春年华。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
I admire my friend Alice. She could have easily chosen a high-paying career. Instead,She took a position with a non-profit organization dedicated to saving endangered tigers. I don't know how she manages to pay her bills on her meager salary, but somehow she squeaks by.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time，
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
When I had just graduated from college, I couldn't find a job right away. It sure wasn't easy squeaking by.
But look at you now, things work out just fine.
Yeah, I feel like I need to learn some investing skills though.No one gets rich by living paycheck to paycheck every month.
That I agree. And in today's business etiquette, we will discuss that exact topic, how to make smart investments.
Let's check it out.
礼节美语
Frank 去见投资顾问 Jerry.
Jerry, my financial counselor.Good to see you, as always.
Hey, Frank. Nice to see you, too. How's your stock portfolio these days?
Not that bad. I bought into a hedge fund, and it helped minimize my losses.
Wise. You seem to beat the market at its own game pretty often. What's your secret?
I don't really have a secret. I just read a lot and pay attention to trends.
投资顾问 Jerry 问 Frank, 投资的股票赚不赚钱?
How's your stock portfolio? Portfolio is spelled P-O-R-T-F-O-L-I-O, portfolio.
是投资组合的意思。Frank 说他买了
hedge fund,
对冲基金，减少了不少损失。Jerry 说 Frank 投资总能赚钱。
Beat the market at its own game.
这里所说的
to beat someone at his own game.
意思是以其人之道还治其人之身。在这里意思就是利用市场规则成为市场投资的赢家。
Well, I commend your business sense. You seem to be staying ahead of the curve.
You win some and you lose some. That's business. So, I hear you have a sales pitch for me.
Well, actually, it's not really a sales pitch. I have a vision I want to share with you. This idea could turn your company into a leader in the industry.
Jerry 对 Frank 的商业头脑
business sense
表示赞赏，说 Frank 总是
stay ahead of the curve
走在别人前面。Stay ahead of the curve, 意思是比别人更有远见，更能预见未来的走向。Frank 则说
You win some and you lose some. That's business.
做生意就是有赔有赚。You win some and you lose some 是很常用的一句话，意思是有输有赢，正常现象。Frank 问 Jerry 想向自己推销什么。
A sales pitch
是推销的意思。Jerry 说有个投资的想法，能让 Frank 的公司成为行业领军人。
Turn your company into a leader in the industry.
Jerry 的想法是什么呢？
Okay, you've got me interested. Let's hear the idea.
You know that old expression, strike while the iron is hot?
Uh-huh.
Well, it comes from blacksmiths. They would get the iron really hot so they could shape it. But if the iron cooled down, the blacksmith couldn't beat it into the shape he needed.
Ah, I never thought about where that expression came from. Makes sense.You've got to strike while the iron is hot.
Jerry 问 Frank 有没有听说过
Strike while the iron is hot.
趁热打铁这句话。这句话是从打铁来的。铁匠打铁一定要趁热，等铁冷却下来就不行了。可这跟 Jerry 的投资想法有什么关系呢？我们下次继续听。投资顾问 Jerry 询问 Frank 他的 stock portfolio 投资组合怎么样。Frank 说他买了 hedge fund 对冲基金，所以还不错。Jerry 说 I commend your business sense 赞扬 Frank 的商业头脑，说他总是 stay ahead of the curve 走在别人前面。
That's why he's ready to pitch an investing idea to him. Smart people always share information with each other.And that information can help them really stay ahead.
True. Let's keep listening to Jerry and see what idea he's going to pitch.
礼节美语。
投资顾问 Jerry 跟客户 Frank 见面，向他推销一种投资的想法。
I believe the iron is hot right now in the field of energy and transportation. Everyone is looking for new ways to reduce energy consumption.
Yeah, you're right. I bought a hybrid car last month. Saves me as much as 50% in gasoline use.
Hybrids are the hottest thing on the market these days, and I think they fill a niche right now. But I'm betting that the future belongs to fully electric-powered vehicles.
Jerry 觉得能源和交通是投资的正确方向，一定要趁热打铁。Frank 表示赞成，说自己上个月刚买了一辆气电混合动力车 ,Hybrid。耗油量少了一半。Jerry 承认气电混合动力车现在确实很流行，有自己的市场定位。
Niche. Niche is spelled N-I-C-H-E.
但他觉得汽车今后还是要向纯电力的方向发展。
That might be true, but I manufacture in China. Millions of people there don't even have a gas-powered car yet.
Yes, but don't you see? This is a golden opportunity.Millions of middle-class Chinese could potentially leapfrog over the old technologies and embrace electric vehicles.
It's an interesting idea. I know the government is supporting electric vehicles since many cities have serious air pollution.
Frank 的工厂在中国，而中国很多人连汽油动力车都没有，哪谈得上什么纯电力车呢？ Jerry 却觉得这是一个绝好的机会。
This is a golden opportunity.
因为中国数以百万计的中产阶级都可以跨越陈旧的技术，直接利用新技术。这里所说的 leapfrog 蛙跳是越过、跨过的意思。Frank 觉得这种想法很有道理，因为中国政府为了治理空气污染，非常支持电动汽车的发展。
Just imagine, you could make a lot of money and help make China a better place for people to live.
So, you want me to invest in producing electric cars?
I think the real area of interest here is batteries. Battery technology needs to catch up. We already have a lot of companies that can make the cars, but batteries are far too expensive.
开发电力汽车这种既能赚钱又能改善中国生活环境的事，何乐而不为呢？ Jerry 补充说，他其实不是建议 Frank 投资电力汽车。
The real area of interest is batteries.
真有干头的是电池这一块。
Battery technology needs to catch up.
电池技术还需要改进。Frank 会被 Jerry 说服投资电力汽车电池技术的开发吗？我们下次继续听。
原来 Jerry 想让 Frank 投资电动汽车业 It's a golden opportunity 绝好的机会像中国这样的发展中国家可以 leapfrog 蛙跳直接接触最新的电池技术
That's actually a really good ideaIf everyone chose hybrid cars over traditional cars, I bet the smog in Beijing would improve.
That's true. 我们接着来看看 Jerry 和 Frank 谈得怎么样吧。
礼节美语。
投资顾问 Jerry 跟客户 Frank 见面，建议他投资电动汽车电池技术的开发。Frank 似乎有些顾虑。
I don't know.Sounds like a gamble to me.
All investing is a gamble, but sometimes gambling pays off big time.
That's true. But sometimes you lose your shirt.
I'd recommend we take it step by step. The first step is to do lots of research. We really have to do our homework.
And then, what's step two?
I'm recommending buying a small Chinese company called Wintron Power. They hold several key patents and they have a good R&D department.
Frank 觉得投资电池技术的开发听起来有些像 gamble, 赌博。可是话又说回来了，投资就是要有风险，赌注下对了就会赚一大笔钱。
Pay off big time.
全军覆没则会。
Lose your shirt.
倾家荡产。Jerry 已经做好了全盘规划，第一步是要做一下市场调查。
Do our homework.
意思是先做好准备工作。第二步是收购一家叫 Wintron Power 的小公司。这家公司掌握了好几项关键的专利，而且有优秀的 R&D department 研究和开发部。
How much is this going to cost me?
The initial investment is about $5 million.
$5 million US? That's steep.
Yes, but you could end up being a major supplier to the auto companies of the future. Invest millions for a chance to make billions.
It's a tempting idea. It could be huge.
Jerry 说，首期投资估计要$5 million. Frank 说
，That's steep.
这么多钱。
Steep is spelled S-T-E-E-P. Steep.
Steep 意思是倾斜度大、坡陡，也有过分的意思。比如说
，The price is steep.
意思就是价钱太贵。Jerry 劝他说，如果成功，投个几百万，就有机会赚回几十亿，是一个上算的买卖。Frank 说
，It's a tempting idea.
他好像动心了。
China has the potential to be the leader in the field. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I think it would be foolish to let it slip away.
Jerry, you sold me. I'll get working on this project right away. This could be my big break. Thanks for the info.
Just doing my job.
Jerry 说
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
这可是千载难逢的好机会，过了这个村就没这个店了，这样的机会千万不能错过。 Frank 终于被说动了，他说
You sold me.
意思是你把我说服了。
This could be my big break.
这回没准我的机会真来了。 Big break 往往用来指突如其来的好运气。 Jerry 回答说
Just doing my job.
这是我分内的工作，这是我应该做的。
Jerry 想让 Frank 投资500万 ，Frank 说 That's steep， 钱真够多的。Jerry 说，投资呢就像赌博，有时 pay off big time， 赚一大笔，但是不注意也会 lost your shirt， 倾家荡产。最后 Frank 被说动了 ，This could be my big break。没准我的机会来了。
Wow, invest millions to make billions? I wish I had that kind of initial investment capital.
Yeah, maybe one day, but that's a long shot.
Ha ha ha, very funny. Well, you mentioned an idiom, a long shot. Let's check it out in today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第876讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
2010年，我的宏伟目标是锻炼身体。从1月1号开始，我一直坚持去健身房，每周4次，每次1个小时。刚开始的时候，我只能跑1公里，现在已经能坚持下来3公里了。教练鼓励我去参加小型马拉松，我知道自己肯定跑不下来。 不过觉得试试看也没有什么不好。这也让我想起一个习惯用语可以跟大家分享，那就是
long shot. Long is spelled L-O-N-G, long. Shot is spelled S-H-O-T, shot. Long shot.
在中文里 long 是长的意思，说一件事情是 long shot， 意思是成功的可能性很小，不过还是值得尝试。就好比我想去参加小型马拉松比赛，明明知道跑下来的机会很小，
It's a long shot，
但我还是很想去试试看。下面例子里这个人正在鼓励自己的弟弟去申请一份管理层的工作，我们一起来听听他是怎么说的。
Sure, it's a long shot, but why not? You thought you weren't going to get your current job. You said they'd never hire you straight out of college.But you got that job, and who knows, maybe you'll get this one too.
这个人说，没错，申请到这工作的机会确实不大，但是为什么不去试试看呢？你原来也没想到能够争取到现在这份工作啊，还说什么他们死活也不会招像你这样的大学刚毕业的新人，结果他们还是雇了你啊，谁知道呢？没准这次你又能拿到呢。
我最近一直在鼓励女儿申请去做校刊编辑。
I know it's a long shot.
我也知道可能性不大，但我还是希望他能去试试看，起码可以积累点经验。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Sure, it's a long shot, but why not? You thought you weren't going to get your current job. You said they'd never hire you straight out of college. But you got that job, and who knows?Maybe you'll get this one, too.
A long shot 这个习惯用语是从19世纪末开始流行的，最早起源于打枪。枪支刚刚出现时准性很差，距离稍微远一点就打不中目标，因此 a long shot 就成了成功可能性很小的意思。这个习惯用语在赛马中也很常用，指不被大家看好的参赛马匹，但是赔率一般很高。我们一起来听下面这个例子中有关肯塔基赛马大会的一段报道。
In this year's Kentucky Derby, Brother Derek is a safe bet, but if he wins, you'll only win a small amount. However, if you want to take a long shot, put your money on Giacomo.He doesn't have the best record, but if he wins, you'll win a lot of money.
今年的肯塔基赛马大会把赌注压在德拉克弟兄身上很保险，但是如果他赢了，你只能赢一点点的钱。不过如果你决定选择一匹胜算不大的马，那就把钱压在 Giacomo 身上吧。他的比赛记录虽然不是最好的，但是如果他赢了，你就能赢很多钱。
最近我的一个朋友决定去参选市议员，他明明知道
It's a long shot.
胜选的可能性微乎其微，但还是打算试试看，因为他觉得美国华裔参政的比例太小，希望尽自己的一份力量，增加华裔在政治事务中的能见度。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
In this year's Kentucky Derby, Brother Derek is a safe bet, but if he wins, you'll only win a small amount. However,If you want to take a long shot, put your money on Giacomo. He doesn't have the best record, but if he wins, you'll win a lot of money.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time,
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
I have to admit, when I first met you, I thought it was a long shot that you would last this long.
I know, but now it's a long shot that you will ever get rid of me.
Don't remind me. 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议，或者呢，想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到mayu@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.